Hi, this is Scott Hanselman, and this is the ASP.NET Dynamic Data How-To Screencast Series. And in this short episode, we're going to talk about how you can affect the display of your data. Dynamic data uses context objects to generate a meta model and present the information using templates. Sometimes you want to affect those templates. You want to change the way things look. You want to change the way things behave. I'll give you an example of how we can do that in this episode. So let's take a look at a little more complete example. This is similar to the Northwind one that I've been using in the previous videos, except I've added a books table. So you can see all the different tables. I've chosen to scaffold all of them. You see things like categories and books that I've added, as well as orders and products. We'll click on books. Notice that books is using the list page template. We click on edit. We get an edit page. We've got a little text area here. Got an automatic text box for our published date. Notice that it's not anything fancy. These are just text boxes. Nothing's going on here. This is all the default behavior. But I want to provide a little bit more context. I want to control what my published date looks like. I'm going to change that format string. Maybe I want to hook up a calendar control here. Maybe I'd like a rich text edit control here, and this quantity control. Maybe I'd like a range. I'd like to keep that under 100. These are the kinds of things that you want to change when you're creating a database-driven site like this. And you want to do it in a declarative way so that you can keep things dry. You want to keep things dry. Don't repeat yourself. You want to have these bits of information in one location as opposed to spread all over markup here and there. Let's take a look at a way that ASP.NET Dynamic Data can solve that problem. So if we look inside of the Northwind DBML for our books, partial class book, you can see that it relates to the books table. In this case, I'm using link to SQL. I could certainly use link to entities. You can see some of the properties we've got, like book ID, title, published date, quantity, description. Now this is generated code. This is living in a designer underneath a DBML. I don't want to edit this because if I change my database, then this is going to get edited. So you can have a partial class. You can have the rest of this class exist elsewhere. You'll notice this book class is listed as a public partial class book, such that I could come over here into another folder, another file, and say the rest of book will live in here. So in my app code folder, I'm going to add a public partial class for book. Now, at this point, I might want to add some metadata. I want to add a little bit of hints and information about how I want books displayed. I want to change things like my display format and give hints as to how I want certain data types rendered. But there isn't currently a way in the .NET framework in the current CLR to apply metadata to a partial class. We're working with the teams to try to get that to be a reality for the next version of the .NET framework. But until then, what we're going to do is we're going to annotate book and point this class to a book metadata class that doesn't yet exist. We're going to create this in a moment. So we're saying, hey book, there's another class over here that's going to give me information about how I want you displayed. In future videos, we'll put more information in book like data validation. We'll show you other ways that we can extend the system. But right now we're saying, I want a book metadata class to be over here. And I will create our book metadata class. And we'll give it empty objects, empty getter setters. Book ID, title, published date. We're not putting the data type here. The object already knows that. We don't want to duplicate too much information. We're looking at ways to put tooling in, so this will get created for you. But for now, I've just created those myself. We've put in book title, quantity, description, publish date. Notice that metadata type lives in a system.componentModel.dataAnnotations section. Let's take a look at that in the object browser. This namespace, system.componentModel.dataAnnotations, is outside of system.web, so this can be used elsewhere. So you might anticipate seeing dynamic data for other platforms, like for Silverlight or for WPF. It's really interesting when you see namespaces, you can glean a lot from something. The fact that this is not in system.web tells us that it's something that we can use elsewhere. Take a look at some data types. We can indicate data types like this is currency or this is date, this is HTML or this is a multi-line text to provide formatting information. For example, if I say that something is a date-time data type, then it will automatically get a format string for a date. But let's do a data format that's custom. Let's format our publish date. So I'm going to add a display format attribute. There's a number of choices that I can do here because this is a series of named parameters. I'm interested specifically in the data format string, but I can also say this is the text that I want shown when this is null, or whether or not I want that format applied when shown in edit mode. So we get a lot of flexibility. So I'm going to say data format string equals. So I'm going to put in a format string just like the ones you're already used to using in bound columns. This is a standard .NET format string. Let's go ahead and hit F5. Take a look at book. We'll see how the list view of the book has been changed based on the metadata that we put on our model. That information exists in one place, and we can get a hold of that using the Dynamic Data APIs. I'll show you ways that we can use that to advance things even farther. Let's say that for our quantity, we want to have a range. Keep things between 0 and 100. Put in an error message. Now remember that description was a multi-line text, but it just gave me a text area, and that didn't look really nice. I think that I would like to have that rendered differently using a third-party control. Now, I've installed the Telerik controls on the system, so I've got a calendar control and all the different rich controls that Telerik comes with, and they have a rich edit box. So I'm going to tell the system that I want this description to be rendered differently. I'm going to give it a UI hint. I'm going to say I want this done as a multi-line text Telerik. And this is a string that I've made up. I could call this foo. It doesn't really matter. The convention is some string, and then we'll take a look down here, and I've added two controls. I've added multi-line text underscore edit, where underscore edit is a state that we are being in. In this case, this is conventional. You can see that we've got ones for date time, for integer. We've got multi-line text Telerik edit. This was how things were being rendered before when we saw the description in the books. We're getting a standard text box that was being rendered in a multi-line form. Just by adding that hint, now we'll get the Telerik RAD editor with spell check and all the WYSI stuff that these things come with, because it's going to automatically, the dynamic control is going to automatically pick up the multi-line text Telerik control out of here. And then in our code behind, we pull out the field value of our user control and we put it into our RAD editor control. This is where we line those two things up. And then when it comes time to pull the values out, to put them back in the database, doing an update or a new, then we put them into this dictionary in the appropriate column's name, pulling them out of the RAD editor. This is really significant that there's nothing in the multi-line text Telerik control here that says anything about books. We've made a totally generic control that can be used now anywhere within this application just by adding a UI hint on some metadata. Let's take a look at what that looks like. Notice in our standard list view, we don't actually show the description. We don't show the description because there isn't a multi-line text control that isn't set up for the underscore edit state. So we're not showing blobs by default. I could show that if I wanted to, possibly even make a truncated version for showing large text areas in a truncated form. If we hit edit, you can see that our description has then now been replaced with our Telerik text editor. And I can then update that into the database. Let's make one more change and hook up our calendar. We can stack these up. So I'm going to add date time Telerik to my UI hint. So now I've stacked display format and UI hint both up on top of the published date. You can see that we've got a date time Telerik edit. This one shows a rad date picker, which is Telerik's calendar control. We'll go ahead and run the application. Now in the non-edit view, we decided to give a hint to our published date. If we hit edit, when we're in the edit state, the UI hint date time Telerik will render our published date using their fancy control. Now note, we haven't replaced all date times and all multi-line text boxes. We've just done it for the metadata in this particular instance. We've given a hint to the model about how we want things to behave. If I wanted to change this for the entire application, I could certainly put the Telerik edit controls inside of multi-line text edit, the standard one, thereby making it the new standard, and then all multi-line text controls would show up as Telerik. So you can see how the combination of UI hints and display formatting can provide you with a lot of flexibility such that you can do one-offs and change the display format or the editing format of a particular column on a particular domain object, or you can change the way that a field behaves for the entire application just by editing the field template for that data type. So in this example, we've made a custom multi-line text box for Telerik controls, but I could affect all of the multi-line text boxes throughout the application just by editing that specific field template. I could affect the way all Booleans or all date times are displayed. So that's how you add metadata to a model within ASP.NET Dynamic Data. We'll see you again in the next video.